very, very dramatic day. Within an hour of the last week of negotiations started, we had seven African countries who took the stage and basically said the deal is off unless the United Nations absolutely changes the architecture of these talks. And they're very, very specific. They wanted what's called the Kyoto Protocol, which is the only legal agreement which the world has to get rich countries to reduce emissions, to save that. There was a big move, a big feeling that the UN and the talks were going to ditch it. They came out very, very strongly.
Africa is on a death row, and Africa has been sidelined by some countries having nothing to do with any mentioning of the word Kyoto Protocol. That is the legally binding instrument. Let us hope that Copenhagen will not be a dashed hope for the developing country.
The Kyoto Protocol took 7 years to enter into force. The next treaty, I'm sure that it will take more than that.
And this provoked an enormous crisis. And then the UN and Connie Hedegaard, the Danish host, had to really dampen things down. It took 5 hours. They lost 5 hours negotiation. It's a very, very serious blow. But they are still confident. I mean, it's extraordinary. They still believe that they can do it. The reality is it's not going to be a very strong deal. That's the way we see it. As the talks continue, so the tension mounts and the stakes rise and the time gets shorter. And it will be 3 minutes to midnight, I think, in metaphorical terms. Gordon Brown's coming in 2 days early because he wants to not take charge of the financial talks, but that is where he believes that he can do the most good. The other event will be Prince Charles coming in, giving a big, big speech. We don't know what it's about, but we can expect it to be about forests because he has taken a very great personal interest in his Rainforest Foundation. There are still two major sticking points here, one of which is the money. Short-term money looks pretty settled now. We got indications that it has gone up from an offer of $10 billion a year to help developing countries adapt to climate change between 2012 and 2050, from $10 billion a year, and it's gone up now to effectively $30 billion, which is a very, very big sweetener. So I think they will jump at that. The problem they have is the long-term money, and that is far, far from certain. The developing countries want $400 billion a year to be transferred to them from 2020 onwards. The best that the offer at the moment is basically 100, of which 50 billion, half of it, would not really be very acceptable because it's from carbon trading and things which are not really reliable.